something about Mary. Take us to it.
I'm Father Richard Biggerstaff. I'm the director of the St. Barnabas Society, and I'm speaking to you from at the hall to the side of Westminster Cathedral in the heart of London. We're at a festival called Towards Advent. There are various Catholic groups here exhibiting their wares and promoting their good work. And my good work, the work of the St. Barnabas Society, is to help convert clergy, ministers from other Christian communities and religious, full-time church workers, as you might say, who by becoming Catholics lose their income and lose their identity and perhaps their spiritual roots as well. To become a Catholic is to come home. That's the common experience of so many who make this move at often great personal cost. And having made this move, having come home, the St. Barnabas Society is there to support them in pastoral, spiritual and practical ways. Our work is based in Oxford, and we honour Our Lady under the title of Our Lady of Oxford, Our Lady of Walsingham, Our Lady of Evesham, here in London, Our Lady of Willesden, and in Westminster, as Our Lady of Westminster. As an Anglican, one of the statues I first became devoted to, a statue and image of Our Lady at Westminster Abbey, of all places, just down the road, was the statue of Our Lady of Pew. And here at Westminster Cathedral, there's a beautiful mosaic image of Our Lady in the Lady Chapel, which will be familiar to many people from around the world. Having gone onto the cathedral website, you can see it almost as it were as an icon, really, of the cathedral and what it stands for. And indeed, Mary is an icon of the church and what she stands for. The church, the bride of Christ, Mary, the mother of Christ, Mary who makes a home at Nazareth, Mary who welcomes all those who seek deeper communion with her son, and in a very real sense provides a home for them, Mary of Nazareth. For so many Anglicans who've made that move, this devotion to Mary of Nazareth is familiar in the pilgrimage to Walsingham. At the heart of that pilgrimage is the story of the Holy House. The Lady of the Manor, Richeldis, asked by Our Lady, under inspiration, to build a replica of that Holy House at Nazareth. And with Mary, in the heart of the communion of the Church, we find really what it is to be mothered by the Mother of Christ, to be a child of Mary, to be a brother, a sister of Jesus, her divine Son. There is something intensely comforting about the life of Nazareth, about that closeness to Our Lady. But there's also something incredibly challenging, something which is for our discomfort, as it were, something which challenges us to a deeper sense of belonging, to a deeper sense of conforming to Christ, to his divine will. This is the noble call of the Christian. And I like to think that in the work of the St. Barnabas Society, aided by the prayers of our patron Barnabas, by the prayers of Blessed Dominic Barbary, Blessed John Henry Newman, and aided most especially by the prayers of Mary, Mother of the Church, Our Lady of Walsingham, we find the strength and the inspiration to invite others to find that deeper call to Christ, that fullness of communion with his one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Well, all good wishes to those who have listened to this. God bless you wherever you are, and may Mary our Mother pray for us all, that we may be made worthy of the promises of her Son.